today on Jeff's Podcast.
I want to talk to you about prayer today. How do you pray? Do you have a strategy? Do you have a method? Do you have a routine? Or do you just kind of pray what comes to your heart and your mind? I want to share my prayer strategy with you today. I have to put things in black and white. I don't use paper, but I use my iPad, my phone, and I keep a prayer list. Maybe you keep a prayer list or a prayer journal. I'm just one of those people that can be kind of scatterbrained and have a very bad short-term memory. And so I put things in black and white, and when I pray decisively, I pray intentionally, and I pray what is on what I call my prayer agenda. And that is a dynamic document. It is not a static thing that just stays the same, but I'm always adding to it and changing it and putting prompts in it for prayer. In fact, if something just comes to me, something that I need to pray about or I want to ask the Lord about, then I'll just pull out my phone or my watch and I'll just add a little note on my prayer agenda. So I want to go over that with you, and I want to share with you how I pray Scripture. I believe that praying Scripture is powerful. Of all the things that I've shared with you over the podcast, I've never shared something like this with you. And I want you to know that if you don't have a prayer life, you need to get one. If you don't pray intentionally on a regular basis, you need to find what's best for you and adapt a method, a routine for communicating with the Lord. The Scripture says, Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. And so I make it an intentional thing to ask God for what I want. Do you know that there is nothing too big, no request too large for the Lord? And you shouldn't be afraid to ask God for things that you need and that you want. Of course, prayer is not just giving God our Christmas list. It's communication, a two-way communication between you and I and the Lord about our lives, about what's going on around us. And so I'm going to share with you some things today. When I pray, I begin by just thanking God for His goodness, thanking God that He got me up again for another day, that there is breath in my lungs, that there is purpose in my heart, that there is focus in my mind. And once I've spent some time in prayer, in praise and worship and thanksgiving, I begin talking to the Lord about the people in my life that are important. I start with my wife, and I pray things, specific things over my wife. I pray that God would give her strength. And I pray Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to Him. And I pray that God would give her strength. I pray that God would increase her faith. Out of Matthew 21:21 that I shared with you just a few weeks ago about the mountain moving moments. Jesus answered, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and carried in the midst of the sea, it will happen. And I pray that God would just increase her faith. I pray that God would give her peace. I pray the promise of Philippians 4:7 and the peace of God, which passes understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I pray that God would bless her at work. I pray Colossians 3:23-24, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not unto man. I pray that God would give her favor at work and that she would have favor with the people that she works for and that she works with, that God would just prosper her and bless her at work. I pray for God to encourage her. These are intentional prayers, and I want you to take note of this, and I want you to adopt this if you don't have a prayer strategy. I pray that God would encourage her out of Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, believing so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. I pray that God would keep her free from fear. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, I am with you. Don't be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I pray for her health, that she would be well and not get sick. I pray for God to continue to give her grace. For the scripture says in Hebrews 12:15, see to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, and that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble. I pray that God would give her confidence, that her confidence would continue to be built. Out of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35, and we know that therefore we do not throw away our confidence, which has a great reward, for we have need of endurance, so that when we have done the will of God, we may receive what is promised. I pray that every day God would help her to know her purpose, why God put her here, and any opportunity she has to fulfill that purpose. We know that all things, Romans 8:28, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for them that are the called according to his purpose. I pray that God would meet her needs. Out of Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I pray these things over my wife and other things as God grants them to me. And you know, when I begin to pray these things and be intentional, I begin to see the fruit of that in her life. I pray over my children, Seth and Chase and Kylie and my son-in-law, Aiden. I pray specific prayers. Lord, bless my children. I pray the prayer of number 6, 24 through 26, the promise of God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face to you and give you peace. I pray that God would guide my children's footsteps and guide them into the future that he has for them. I pray the promise of Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 4, may you walk after him and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and may you serve him and hold fast to him. I pray that God would give my children strength to not be afraid and courage to stand up for what is right. I pray that out of Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, do not be afraid or terrified, because the Lord your God goes with you and he will never leave you or forsake you. I pray that God would give them hearts that remain faithful to him all the days of their lives. Out of 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 4, as for you, if you walk before me faithfully with integrity and heart and uprightness, doing according to all that he has commanded him. I pray that God would prosper them. Out of Psalm 25, chapter 25, verses 12 and 3, who is the man that fears the Lord? He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. And I pray several more things over my children on a daily basis. I'm telling you, if you don't have this kind of routine, this kind of rudimentary discipline in your life in prayer, I promise you that if you will begin to adopt something like this, you don't have to pray like I pray, but I promise you that if you will begin to pray something like this over your family, over your children, you will see the fruit of that, and God will begin to answer your prayer. I pray over my personal ministry that God has entrusted me to, that he would go ahead of me and open doors, and that he would give me the right platforms at the right time to carry out his will in my life. I pray for wisdom. Out of James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it shall be given unto him. I pray for wisdom out of James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. I pray that God would grant me wisdom out of Proverbs chapter 3, beginning in verse 13, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and who gets understanding. For gain from her is better than the gain of silver, and her profit better than gold. I'm telling you, when you pray this way, you are praying Scripture. You are praying the Word of God, which is the will of God, and He will answer your prayer. I pray for the anointing to rest upon my life. You don't have to be a pulpit preacher. You don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be someone who is constantly declaring the Word of God in a public forum or on a public platform to be anointed. You are anointed to do the job that God called you to do. You are anointed to be a walking, living, breathing vessel of His power and of His promise. You need God to anoint you as well. I ask God to anoint me according to 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, as for you, the anointing which you receive from Him abides in you. Listen to this. And you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as His anointing teaches you about all things and is true and not a lie, just as He has taught you, you abide in Him. John is not saying that we don't need instruction. He's saying that there are some things that the anointing, the Holy Spirit, and the anointing will teach you that no man has taught you. I pray for His anointing out of Isaiah 10:27. In that day, the burden will be removed and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. I pray for the favor of God. Psalm 5:12, for Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will compass him about as with a shield. Do you want that kind of favor in your life? If you'll pray for it, God will give it to you. Psalm 90, verse 17, I pray that prayer over my life. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish Thou the work of our hands. Psalm 84:11, I ask God to continue to give me favor out of this promise, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Ephesians 1:11, I pray in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. I pray the prayer of Jabez out of 1 Chronicles 4 and ask God for His favor. Jabez said, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, and that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And God answered his request. I pray for protection over my home, over my family, over my life. I pray the promise of Psalm 34, verses 7 through 9. The angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His holy people, for those who fear Him lack nothing. God is a protector, and He can protect you. I pray the prayer of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command, Paul said. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. I pray Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me I shall condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. I'm telling you, if you will pray for the protection of God, He'll grant it to you. I pray for vision and revelation. Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. I pray Habakkuk chapter 2, and the Lord answered, write the vision, make it plain upon table so that he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come, and it shall not delay. I pray that God would give me wisdom, vision, and revelation. I pray for direction in decisions, that the Lord would help me and guide me to know what decision is the right decision and to give me peace about decisions. I pray that God would redeem the time and the money and the effort that I've lost from bad decisions. Like you, I've made some bad decisions. I wish I could go back in reverse. And I pray that God would redeem the time and the money and the effort and the influence that I may have lost in making those wrong decisions. I pray for financial provision and abundance. You say, Jeff, you had me till there. Listen, God wants you to pray this prayer. If you are doing what the scripture says in Malachi and bringing your tithe into the storehouse, you have a right to these promises. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 11 and 12. This is what he promised Israel. This is promise to you and I. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give. He shall open to you his good treasure to give rain on your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hands, and you shall lend to many nations and not borrow. God doesn't want you to be in need or in lack. He wants you to be blessed, and you ought to be praying and asking God for that blessing. Verse 6 of Deuteronomy 28, he said, you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Romans 8 and 32, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not freely with him give us all things? Proverbs 10, 22, I pray this, and you ought to pray this. Proverbs 10, 22, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Jeff, are you praying that God will give you wealth without having to work for it? That's not the intention of the prayer or the scripture. It means that God is able to bless you with houses you didn't build and vineyards you didn't plant. This is his promise to us, that he will bless us, and wealth doesn't come from men. It comes from God. Psalm 68, verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Psalm 145, verse 16. These are the things that I pray. This is right out of the Word of God. Thou openest thine hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. I could go on and on. You need to begin to pray for financial provision and abundance. And then there are people that are on my prayer list, and I begin to pray for them. Some are pastors, some are not. Beyond my family, I begin to pray for them. And some of them I don't have a lot of contact with. They're names that the Lord has placed in my heart. And I begin to pray for them. And you no doubt have people that you want to pray for. After that, I pray for the country. I pray, Lord, send revival. Lord, send revival to this nation, and let the Spirit of the Lord awaken our country. I pray for other things in my life that I feel like the Lord is working in my heart about. And I begin to just ask God to help me with those things. Can I tell you something? I heard Jensen Franklin just a few weeks ago preach on his podcast about the spirit of honor, how God wants us to honor people. And when you, there are people that maybe you don't have a lot of connection with, but maybe that you didn't have such a good relationship with, or when you hear their name, you cringe, or you just, there's something about them you don't like. God began to convict me of that and begin to give me names. And I begin to pray, Lord, give me a spirit of honor, that no matter what the history is or whatever it is, sometimes it's just the enemy that plants a seed in your mind that's not even true about somebody. And I begin to feel convicted of that. And I begin to pray, Lord, give me a spirit of honor. And I begin to name names. And these people begin to be on my prayer list. And you know what I found out? There's people that I needed to pray for, that I kind of steered clear of, that I didn't even realize I was doing it. But you know what happens when you pray for people? God begins to give you a compassion and begins to wipe away all those presuppositions and those notions, those negative notions that you may have had, and gives you a compassion for people. You want to make things right with someone you've had a problem with, just start praying for them. God will give you such a burden for them, and he'll begin to show you how to pray for them. I'm telling you, this is intentional prayer. This isn't, you know, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. This is intentional prayer. prayer. And I want to just encourage you to do this intentionally. I promise God will answer your prayer. Here's something else the Lord has prompted me as my prayer life has developed over the years, that if God will answer one of the prayers on my list, He'll answer all of them. God is a good God. There are some things that only happen by prayer and supplication. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to scream at God. You don't have to be on your knees when you pray. You don't have to, you know, the old timers would say, I'm going to get in my prayer closet. I could just teach you a lesson about what that means in the Jewish tradition. It has nothing to do with a brick and mortar closet. It has to do with the prayer shawl. But it's okay if you don't have a place to pray. You don't need a place to pray. You can pray wherever you are. And even if you just want to keep a list in your phone that's always with you, and you don't have to pray the entire list every time you pray, but you need to come up with a plan, a communication with God. When you have a meeting with somebody important, do you go into that meeting and you just kind of shoot from the hip? If you do, you probably won't have a very good meeting and you won't give a very good impression. God is probably the most important person, the most important one you've ever spoken to. And I'm just telling you, prepare for it. Now, do you have to be prepared? No. Sometimes all you need to do is fall down at the feet of Jesus and pray, oh God, help me. But I'm telling you, if you want to have meaningful communication from you to the Lord, prepare yourself for it. Prepare for it. You can come to Him just as you are, and you can come boldly before the throne of grace. You don't have to crawl into His presence like the high priest had to do in the Holy of Holies. You can come boldly before the throne of grace and make your petitions known to God. But I believe that it moves the heart of God when I come to Him intentionally and prepared to make my requests known to Him. I pray and challenge you that you, if you haven't done so already, that you will hone your prayer life, that you will come up with a strategy and a plan, and that you will approach God that way daily. Be like the persistent widow that says, I'm going to keep coming back to the king until He answers my prayer. And I promise you, it'll build your faith as you begin to watch God answer those prayers. Pray intentionally. Have a battle plan. I hope you have gained some insight. I hope this has encouraged you and motivated you today in your prayer life. Have a great day. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in today. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform or Jeff's YouTube channel. For more information about this ministry, visit us at jeffwolf.org. Just released is Jeff's newest book, 10 Reasons Why. You can get it free by texting the keyword RESTORED to 833-649-1545. Message and data rates may apply. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.